Are you worried that this summer your dog's going to embarrass you when you're taking him to the beach or out to a public place? Well, on this episode, we've got you covered. So let's go ahead and get into it next. Right. Welcome to this week's episode. Hey, everybody. I am Jake from On Dog Training Academy, and you are listening to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast. And I'm excited to be here because this episode to me is one that I think is going to be super important for anybody that is wanting to take their dogs places this summer. When I say places, I mean going to the beach, going to a patio somewhere. Maybe you just want to walk your dog. And maybe at this point right now, you're like, man, I don't know if my dog's going to be able to handle that because my dog's going to see other dogs or see other people and just absolutely lose their mind and bark and lunge and just be embarrassing. Well, that's what I want to talk about today. This is going to be your homework for the month of May. Every month I like to say, hey guys, this is what I want you to work on. And this one is going to be people watching. I want you to go out once a week and do some people watching. Now, when I say people, I mean dogs as well, environmental stuff. I'll explain it in a second how to do this effectively, but I want you to really think about what's going through your dog's head when they see other dogs or people. So typically, when dogs see other dogs, they get excited or whatever because you take your dog to daycare. And maybe this winter went by and you took your dog to daycare, but because it was winter, you didn't take him out anywhere else. So you didn't take him to the park. You didn't take him for walks. You just brought him to daycare and home. Well, what kind of exposure is your dog getting? Your dog is getting very, very high stimulated dog-to-dog playtime. So what happens now when you go to take your dog for a walk and your dog sees another dog? Think about this. If you do daycare or if you go dog parks or whatever it might be, how does your dog act when you get there, when you take him out of the car, when you walk him to the gate? How well do you feel like you have control of them? Because I can promise you, for most of you listening who do these things, I would say probably not very good. Your dog's too excited, your dog's pulling, your dog's losing their mind. Maybe your dog is demonstrating the exact things you don't want your dog to be doing out in public. Maybe your dog is barking or is lunging and is just so excited to be there, they can hardly contain themselves. That's what I want you to start to think about. How is your dog perceiving the situation that you are going into? So if you take your dog to a patio and they're around a bunch of people, well, if the only interaction your dog gets is meeting every person it sees, then naturally it's going to say, okay, here's more people to meet. If your dog only sees other dogs when it's playtime, then naturally when your dog sees other dogs, they're going to immediately go to, hey, it's playtime. So that's why this month's homework is going to be so important for you. I want you, and you can start easy, and I'll explain this in a second, but I want you to take your dog out and just watch the world. No expectations of healing necessarily, I'll explain in a second. No playing with other dogs, no visiting people. This is strictly, hey, we're going to go out and you're going to eat some really good treats and you're going to watch the world go by. So a really good example or demonstration or something you could do is, and this is something I do actually, I won't say this is something you have to do. You could do this at a park, you could do this wherever. But around us, there's a boat launch that's awfully busy in the summertime. And then right now, we're getting into fishing opener time, so it's starting to get busy now. So I go, okay, I'm going to take a dog there, and we're going to sit up on this picnic table that's probably a decent, 50, 60 yards, 70 yards away from most of the commotion of the boats being loaded or unloaded and all that stuff. The great thing about this is a lot of people like to take their dogs with them there. So not only is the dog that I'm training seeing other dogs, but they're seeing other people too. And so while we're sitting at that picnic table, all I want from my dog is to just hang out with me and eat those treats. That's it. I'm not doing anything advanced when it comes to obedience. I'm not doing anything challenging to the dog, except for we're just going to watch. And every time that dog looks at the people, looks at the dog, but doesn't react, I reward them. Maybe your dog gets excited around cars. This is a great place to do that too. But all you're wanting to do is to start to show your dog that, look, just because there's people here, just because there's other dogs here, doesn't mean you have to lose your mind and go play with them. We're not going to allow that. All you're doing is just doing positive sessions of just watching the world. It sounds mundane, it might sound boring, but I'm telling you, this is going to help put your dog into a mindset of, oh, I guess not every time I see dogs, it's about me, or every time I see people, I need to go visit. This is going to help you and help your dog overcome that mindset of overstimulation through excitement. Now, obviously, if your dog is more aggressive, like wanting to attack dogs, that's going to take a lot more complex work that you probably should consult a trainer. You can reach out to us. We can do virtual lessons, whatever. That's going to be a little bit more in depth. But if your dog is strictly just overly excited, sometimes just going and watching the world is going to help them. Again, look at your lifestyle and then look at the lifestyle you want your dog to have with you while it's summertime. Like where we are here in Minnesota, winter, there ain't a lot going on. We're not outside very much with other people. We're in the yard and stuff, sure, playing in the snow, sure, but there's not a lot of big events going on. And then the summer comes and people want to take their dogs camping. They want to bring their dogs up to the North Shore to walk along Lake Superior. In the fall, they want to take them to apple orchards. They want the dogs to be involved. We have a ton of pet-friendly restaurants and patios and things like that and events that happen where you can take your dog to a baseball game. There's so many things. If you want your dog to be part of that, you need to train them and prime them now so that you're ready then. Don't let that first trip out be the first time your dog gets that type of training in, because you're setting your dog and yourself up for failure, for disappointment. And that's not our goals. We want you guys to always be happy with your dogs. So, all right, take this as your challenge for May. Get out, watch the world go by. We call it people watching, call it dog watching, whatever. It's all about you and your dog and not allowing other people to visit just for now. Tell them no. Not allowing other dogs to come over. Tell them no. And just get your dog to be comfortable being around things that they don't have to be involved with. So thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, if you need more information on our training services, you can head on over to ondogtrainingacademy.com. There you can see that we have courses. We do virtual lessons as well. And that's just a really good way for you to talk to us, come up with plans, do whatever you need to do to help you and your dog live the best life together you possibly can. So thank you guys so much for listening. Share this with people. Share this if you're listening on YouTube. Like, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel. If you're listening to this on any of the other podcast places, make sure you leave a review if you enjoyed this. It helps us. It helps get our word out. And that's really what it's all about, is just helping as many people as possible to have dogs and live the best life possible with those dogs. So guys, thank you so much for listening this week. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Good dog.